News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Fabulous, sir. He could never be Mr. Rob Center, a great producer, so we always appreciate his help and hard work. He is why, when this interview is done, you'll be able to go to WKOK.com, click on the podcast page, and you can review this and many, many other previous recordings on the podcast page. The recording today will be of Adrienne Mail. She is the interim president and CEO of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. Prior to then, and still, she's president and CEO of the United Way of Columbia and Montour. And she's got a lot on her plate this week, she is quite able to do so. So we're going to talk about this with her. Adrienne, good morning. Thanks for calling in today.
Thanks for having me.
I really do appreciate it. We'll do a little quickie introduction to you. Tell us just a little bit about yourself over at Columbia and Montour and about the work of Columbia Montour's United Way.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I've been at Columbia and Montour County's United Way for the last six and a half years. We have done a lot in the way of making transportation accessible to people who are trying to get to work. We do a lot in the substance use disorder realm. And we've been, trying to grow ourselves, of course, and really collaborating with Greater Susquehanna Valley's United Way and then sharing staff and, sharing initiatives. So this kind of coming together has felt really natural, actually. I've already worked with the staff, worked with the program, so it's been great.
So this was kind of a realization maybe a decade or more ago where United Ways, of course, could be a good pass-through agency for a lot of generously donated dollars to important people serving agencies around here, but at the same time could work on and address and focus on underlying issues. This is something the United Ways have been doing, it sounds like, even before you came on board.
Yeah, absolutely. And you got it exactly right. So I think what United Way is mostly known for is the fundraising we do, especially in the fall of every year. We're heading into it now, collecting money and then giving it out to our great partner agencies. Combined, we hit well over 50, actually, in the five counties. But, in the last 5 to 10 years, definitely longer in the Greater Susquehanna Valley, we've kind of seen ourselves as an organization that's able to, understand the needs of the community, mainly with working with all those great partner agencies. We never do it alone, but, we understand needs, we get groups of people together who are working on those needs, and then ideally we're able to, infuse those projects with money so that we can, maybe not solve the needs, but definitely, work to meet them at least.
Well, half the time it's initially just addressing them that there's a collective or a community need. You might hear, anecdotally that there's, one person that has an issue or a dilemma, but turns out that it's almost a class action situation where a lot of folks have the same dilemma, and then maybe that can be addressed. Well, fast forward to the present time. Tell us, give us a description of your leadership at the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way, this interim leadership.
Yeah, well, still pretty new, but I think that mostly, we are heading into a campaign season. With the recent pandemic, of course, that's made campaigning even harder, but the need even greater. So really, I think my time is, just making sure that nothing falls through the cracks. There's a lot of grants that are going on at Greater Susquehanna Valley, so just making sure to action them, stay strong, and then make sure that we have a really, a strong campaign, as strong as we possibly can, so that we can continue to do the great work and make sure that the money's going out into the community where it belongs.
What's at the top of the list at the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way these days? Give us sort of a state of the United Way and the big issues right now.
Yeah, of course. Well, youth mental health, of course, is kind of the number one thing that we're thinking about right now. Diversity, equity, and inclusion, another thing that's very high on the list. The workforce, we understand that workforce needs, for employers and employees is a huge issue, so that remains high on the list too. So that, along with the things that we're always doing, our transportation work, and of course our Five County United and Recovery Coalition, the recovery community right now, with being isolated at home through the pandemic is really suffering. Unfortunately, although we'd like to see overdoses down, overdoses are on the rise. So, you know, how we can meet the needs of our community in that way, too, is a serious concern. And, of course, that so easily overlaps with the, you know, the mental health issues of our community. So very serious things that we're taking seriously.
We see you on the folks that you work with who really addressed housing, the eviction moratorium that ran out, expired. What will you be doing in the weeks ahead, and what way does the United Way have any involvement in that, if any?
Yeah, great question. Well, both the Columbia Montour office and the Greater Susquehanna Valley office are co-located with Community Action Agency, CSO. In every community, of course, across our Pennsylvania counties, there is emergency rental assistance program money, ERAP money. So for anybody that is, facing eviction, CSOs don't have it across the entire county. It was, every county's decision who was going to have that grant and make sure the money got into the community. But you can find on our Facebook already, and we will be pushing it out, continuously, where individuals can go in their communities to get that emergency rental assistance program money. There is money available. We need to be, using it. So check out the Columbia Montour and the Greater Susquehanna Valley Facebook pages to find out how you can access those dollars.
Recently, the United Way talked about an online workforce guide. Explain what that is to me, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So on the right now, just Greater Susquehanna Valley website, you can look under our programs and you will find a workforce guide. And, we, of course, I think that our job as United Ways is, just to make sure that individuals understand all of their options, no matter what, no matter what the topic is. So when we talk about workforce, I think very traditionally, and especially kind of, there's a certain generation that feels that the four-year degree is where it's at. And we would push people towards a four-year degree if that is, if that's appropriate for them. But the other thing that's really appropriate is, training programs right out of high school or two-year degrees. There's so many options now. And I think that we always think to the four-year degree first, but sometimes, that's just not the right fit for individuals. So what that workforce guide does is connects you to a number of different options as you're leaving high school. And it's just a thing to think about. Maybe, the four-year degree isn't the right fit for your kiddo as they're leaving high school, or maybe not right away. Not to mention the fact that sometimes those, especially training program degrees, will get you, right out the gate, a much higher salary than the four-year degree will without the student loans attached. So, it's just one more place as your kids are, in middle school and high school, and you're thinking about options to go and visit. And what it does is connects you to all the great opportunities. So, we're not an expert, we're the connector. So this is a connection out to your different opportunities so you can explore them more fully.
Right. Other initiatives recently, earlier this year, I wouldn't say that I've brought it up much lately, but I talked about the GROW initiative. What was that? That was within the GSV prior to you coming on board.
Yeah, another connector, youth mental health and the mental health of our community, we take very seriously, and the way that that connects to, early childhood trauma and trauma in general, they're very interconnected. So what that GROW Summit was an opportunity for many different sectors to come together, kind of get on paper what the different issues are, when we talk about mental health in our community. And so probably sometime at the end of this year, maybe the beginning of next year, we're going to have a follow-up where we take a look at all of the information that was collected during that GROW Summit, and we start to say, if these are the needs, how can we, how can we address them? And of course, Greater Susquehanna Valley, just prior to the pandemic, put out, I believe it was a 15-page guide to the issues around mental health in our community and what we can do about them. So, taking that prior work, this work now, and bringing it all together, so we can address that need is just one of the many things that we're doing.
Well, and I know anybody can publish a guide, but I know one of the things United Way does around here is they'll publish a guide, but then it becomes the checklist and a workbook and sort of a coloring book as they go from left to right through all the pages and attack and address and inform and work on and try to find, ways that you can, solve these issues or at least address them or, maybe lessen some of the problems that might pop up and increase some of the opportunities. Well, we often, as we mentioned, think of the United Way as a fundraising campaign. What is the status of that this year at the United Way? Should be a kickoff before too long.
Yep, should be a kickoff before too long. We, you know, just like many others, I think, are taking this new, you know, COVID Delta variant pretty seriously. So we haven't quite decided what we're going to do yet as we think about what we, you know, should be doing to keep the community safe. I think that we try to make sure that we're on the forefront of you know, what's safest for our community. So do we do it in person, outside, masked? You know, we're kind of thinking about that. But yes, a kickoff before too long. And then, you know, then we'll get the fundraising going. We're hoping that it's going to be a really good year. There's a lot of need, for sure, that we want to make sure that we're getting to.
Well, and we're talking about million-dollar-plus campaigns when we talk about the community part and the grants and pass-through monies and the local foundations, right? So we're talking seven figures.
We sure are, yeah. And it's, you know, a lot of responsibility to make sure it's all getting to where it needs to go. And that's, we actually have a tremendous staff at Greater Susquehanna Valley that all works to make sure that we do that. And certainly the interim time couldn't be done without that great staff that's been there, you know, for many years.
Well, and you got a board that's 20-some people or so on your board, as I recall, right?
Yes, absolutely. Lots of support.
And that is a distillation of the real doers and carers and people that are moving stuff forward around here. So that's just a great board that you get to inherit and probably get to grow as time goes on. Well, Adrian, we'll give you an additional remark. Anything else to add to our conversation this morning?
No, we just really, you know, we appreciate the time and the opportunity. And, you know, I think especially as this moratorium is ending, you know, and with anything that you need, United Way is here to make sure that you're, you know, directed to the right, you know, the right need. So, you know, give us a call if you need anything, and we'll be happy to get you to where you need to be.
All right. Well, that sounds fantastic. Thank you so much. Thank you for all you're doing and your good leadership at the interim position and helping to oversee a potential merger there. So we'll see how that works out. I have a feeling we're going to see you again in the weeks and months and years ahead. Thank you, Adrian.
Thank you so much.
Very much appreciated. That is Adrian Mayo, interim president and CEO of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way, prior to then and still president and CEO of United Way of Columbia and more to, Columbia and Montour. GSVUW.org, the website, to find out more about many of the topics she described.